Nothing prepares a parent for what Marchand Lewis experienced 3 years ago.
Picking your child up out of a crib who's passed away, I mean, she was lifeless and heavy and limp. So I absolutely knew.
Susanna Lewis was the picture of health. This photo was taken one day before she died of SIDS.
If there is anything lingering, it's, you know, could we have done something?
But even when parents follow all the guidelines, putting their babies to sleep on their backs, removing blankets and stuffed animals from their cribs, infants still die without warning. The latest research focuses on serotonin, a chemical in the brain.
We found that the babies who died of SIDS had abnormalities in serotonin in regions of the brainstem that control breathing and heart rate and blood pressure during sleep.
Dr. Hannah Kinney and other researchers at Children's Hospital in Boston studied the brains of babies who died from SIDS and compared them to brains of babies who died of other causes.
This is where we have found the major problems in SIDS. Although we have looked at all levels of the brainstem, the major problems are here.
When a baby is put face down in a bed, it begins to rebreathe carbon dioxide, which is toxic.
A normal baby could respond to that challenge, lift its head up, turn its head, and arouse or wake up. But a baby who has a defect in those brainstem circuits that use serotonin can't do that when challenged and may go on to die.
In studying babies' brains, the researchers found that babies who died of SIDS had 25% less serotonin and related chemicals than the babies who died of other causes. At present, doctors cannot measure the amount of serotonin in a living baby's brain. But researchers hope that one day they'll be able to do that through a simple blood test and prevent more deaths like Susanna's. The report is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.